Any questions? Comments, suggestions? No. Anxieties?
Comments, yeah. Anxieties. No, okay.
What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money funk sucker on a Hummer that gets in my way. So I'll tell you what. When your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now, can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first quantum power podcast live from the Thicken Farms compound in the Beta Curtain District. Your star players, Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, and Arthur Dude. Welcome, welcome, ladies, gentlemen, and of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and grizzly host, Gemini Jackson, somewhere in the Quantimino with our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
What up, dudes?
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino.
Quantimino.
Zero spending days are a myth. True or false?
What is this? I don't even know what this is.
This is
You've never had it. Ever in your life.
You've never had a zero spend day, so...
That's why you don't know what it is.
It's literally a day where you don't spend anything at all. No money.
Oh.
Is that
possible? Sometimes I do that. Yeah.
No, but you're still spending.
Just think about
it. Even if you're not spending.
Your rent.
Car insurance.
All that stuff just because you pay it
interest
one
on
time.
Whatever.
Interest is true. Interest accrues daily.
So they're a myth. Agree?
Yeah. You just wanted to say that?
Kind of, yeah.
Was there someone spouting off that you can have zero spending days to have a healthy financial life?
Maybe not specifically financial, but yeah, it was a suggestion in living a happier life.
Did you read a listicle?
No.
How to have a happy life?
Top first, five ways.
Yeah. First, live. Second, laugh. Third, love.
Four, don't spend any
money. Zero spending days.
Have at least 2 zero spending days a month.
Wow, that seems impossible.
It's a kind of a good tip that makes people have wishful thinking.
Yeah.
Maybe you read it wrong and it was 0 spending days.
Yeah, the first thing to happy life is spending days.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, spending days with your family, spending days doing the stuff you love, spending days of hard-earned money.
Yeah, and it's not specifically money. It's like time.
Effort, energy.
Yeah.
Your finite battery.
Now you're really trying to just get on that live, laugh, love sign.
Yeah.
It's the live, laugh, love, spend.
Yeah. We're trying to shoehorn ourselves in. It's not great. We need like an L, right? An L word for spending.
Loot?
Loot. I love it. Yeah.
Give them a loot.
Live, laugh, love, and loot. That's the new Slam City slogan. We're going to get it, like, you know, in big letters in here in the booth.
And it's going to look like it came from a craft store, too.
Yeah. Somebody made this with their hands. It's probably, you know, some slave labor in China, but,
nice,
you know,
cursive.
We don't talk about that. Yeah, nice cursive. Isn't that crazy how those little kids know cursive better than our little kids?
It's just pictures to them. You
That's
know?
True. It's true. It doesn't mean anything. Live, laugh, love in English doesn't mean anything.
It's like when you get a tattoo in like a Chinese character and you're like, look, it says live, laugh, love, and it doesn't.
It just says loot. It says, cock and loot. Band logos. Did we give this any more thought, guys? We brought it up last time.
Oh.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers have a band logo that looks like a butthole. Just an asterisk, you know? A red asterisk. Blink 182 has had several logos. I think the most prominent one currently is the face.
When I was thinking about this, like you guys are specifically talking about logos that aren't just...
It can incorporate
the
letters.
Name in script.
Right.
Right.
But
like a fancy...
Like the
font.
Band's name is nowhere to be seen. It's just you see like a picture and you're like,
oh, that's
I
that
know
band.
That band.
Yeah.
The one I was thinking about was the Heart and Skull.
Oh, Alkaline Trio?
Yeah.
Right here?
Yeah. Mm. Before I saw that you were wearing the shirt,
funny.
Fanboy.
It's zeitgeist. It's out there. We're both thinking it. I came with Nine Inch Nails was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very iconic.
Now, deep dive it Easter egg in the annals of music history. And where was the Nine Inch Nails logo used in a video game?
Hmm.
Nine Inch Nails logo in a video game.
Is it in Quake somewhere?
Yes.
I thought so.
Yeah, nice.
That was like the early FPS Quakes.
Yeah. That's cool. That's fun.
It's on the bullet box or whatever. Maybe the nail gun ammo.
Mm. I used to scare the shit out of myself playing that game.
Really?
Turn all the lights off in the... And it wasn't even the full version. It was just a shareware. It had like a CD.
One stage.
Yeah.
Scary ass stage, that one.
Just play it over and over.
Like, what? This is from the makers of Doom? I want to play this.
More Doomy than Doom.
Yeah, of course. So my band logo pick is obviously going to be Coheed.
What does it look like?
Oh, yeah.
The keywork, it's the little triangle with the circles.
Yeah.
Illuminati.
Definitely know which one you're talking about.
Illuminati. Yeah.
Do you guys like the Thrice one? The one with the three little lines?
Where the two on the ends are like bent?
Oh, yeah. Old school.
That's okay.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Symbolic.
They kind of got away from that. Symbolic. And then started doing like...
Yeah. Just...
Album specific stuff.
Yeah.
But it lives with them forever.
Yeah, it's fine. It kind of, that one was kind of album specific. I think they only used it like once.
There's a Radiohead, like alien head looking thing.
Mm.
You know, it's like geometric shapes.
Yeah.
Mm. Grateful Dead? Is it that?
It's like a skull with a thunderbolt inside it. And it's like red and blue.
Yeah, it looks like like an army logo.
The Rolling Stones lips, obviously.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're just naming them off or what?
Yeah, kind of.
I guess so.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all the band logos.
All of them.
The Flying W Weezer.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The Wheeze Box.
All right. Name a ska specific.
Mustard Plug?
They did have like the mustard character, guy, but it wasn't really like a logo icon.
More of a mascot.
It was a mascot.
Like Snake and Pickle?
Yeah. They didn't really have a logo except the pickle, right? But in different forms.
Yeah. Huh.
Ska logo.
You could just say like the checkers.
Just the checkerboard.
Yeah, just the checkerboard.
And it covers
funny.
All of ska.
All of ska. Yeah.
You gotta work that in.
Like Operation Ivy had that dude.
Oh, but yeah.
They're not like hella ska.
The skanking man.
Yeah.
That's like ska punk, like, though, if you want to get technical.
True. But I couldn't really think of any others that had.
Like a logo, right?
A logo, yeah.
Oh, the Real Big Fish.
Real Big Fish.
They're fish? You know the one that's like the little baked good with the chocolate in the middle? No. I'm making all of that up.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Did the specials have one?
I couldn't tell you.
It was a checkerboard.
It was just a checkerboard.
I seem to remember like some suited guy leaning up against something. But maybe that was just one album.
That was the Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
No, that's a record label.
Oh,
that's
is it?
Two-Tone Records.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oops.
Well, that was all the band logos. Thanks for joining us.
So off to the movies, guys.
Yeah.
From music to movies, the new Batman.
New Batman.
Have you seen of this, Burrito?
I've seen the trailer. The old one. I feel like maybe they're going to drop a trailer soon. What's his name?
Edward.
The director. I can't remember who was directing it now. He put up some like tease or something. It was just Batman looking over the city. I was like, I mean, this doesn't tease me at all.
I knew he was going to be doing that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
He's a brooder. That's
I knew he was going to be doing that. That's his move.
Matt Reeves?
Yes, Matt Reeves.
I'm not familiar with him.
What else has he done, Burrito?
I don't know, but he did a thing.
Yeah, you don't just give somebody Batman if they didn't do a thing.
Yeah. God.
You can make me look top up. Of your head, come on.
I don't. No.
I don't know this guy.
The sequel, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes? And the war, the one after that, war for the Planet of the Apes.
I haven't watched any of the new Planet of the Apes films.
With Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah.
Yeah, me neither.
Me neither, man. Do you find them interesting at all? Like, are you desired to watch a remake of a movie? Or would you want to watch that movie first?
Yeah, like I'm a fan of the original Planet of the Apes movies.
So I wouldn't call myself a fan.
Oh, I dig them.
How many times have you seen them each? Three quarters?
I don't know.
I only know one scene.
Whenever they'd come on AMC or Turner Classic Movies or whatever.
Do you count that as watching the movie if you didn't start it from the beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you see most of the movie, you can fill in the blanks.
It has to be a certain percentage, though.
There's no rule against that.
What if it was just the credits? Would you say that?
No.
I mean, we would usually see that they were going to be playing, and then me and my dad would watch all old like sci-fi movies. Planet of the Apes is kind of, you know, it's one of the...
Sci-fi movies for them sci-fi boobies.
Yeah. Oh, He did Cloverfield. That's what it was.
Which
How
one?
How did you feel about that?
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen all of it, actually.
I missed it.
I think I saw the second one. I can't remember what it was called.
Attack of the Cloverfield. Cloverfield Lane.
Cloverfield 2.
The Clovening.
Yeah. The Clovening.
The Fieldening.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I remember it being good. It's the one where you don't really see
the monster.
What the monster is, right?
Right.
Until kind of the end. I mean, it's that builds that anticipation.
I didn't see it. I didn't see either one. Art, did you see either one?
I saw the first one. That's where there's like an alien reveal at the end, right? It's like you don't get to see what's causing all the chaos until the end. It's like an alien. Am I making that up?
I don't know. I never saw it.
I can't tell you. I haven't seen either of them. What do you think about the new Batman movie?
New Batman movie.
I saw the poster. It seems fine.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be fine in terms of, I don't know. I kind of view all of the DC Extended Universe stuff
as trial run?
As like an Elseworlds, you know?
I get you.
Just because
Batman's Robert Pattinson doesn't mean he's also not Ben Affleck.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I like the comic books, obviously.
Yeah.
And I think there's some really good stories there. And the DC Animated has done a really good job adapting a lot of those stories into an animated movie form.
Right.
And maybe they just want to distance themselves from that and say, well, we're doing these, you know, new stories only in the live action stuff. But I think they're really leaving a lot.
A lot of meat on the bone.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of really interesting stories that they could just do. At the very least, it might get people interested in going back and picking up the trades of some of these.
Yeah, like they did with Watchmen, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That kind of blew up.
And it wasn't the same ending either. Like they changed the ending in the Watchmen movie from the actual book, which was a surprise. I don't know if it worked any better or not.
I just remember the big blue dick.
I was going to say teabagging somewhere in there.
You think he could just grow the dick? The rest of the body is just kind of
disproportional.
Yeah, just
Robert
ridiculous.
Pattinson?
No, the blue dude.
Dr. Manhattan.
And also, like, it was kind of funny how he's, like, banging in his chick, but he's also, like, working. Yeah. And she got mad about that. It's like, yo, I'm trying to make this all work.
If I can do this, I'm gonna.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a superhero.
So that of the Watchmen would be your pick, is Dr. Manhattan?
Yeah, he's the coolest.
He's the only one I remember.
There's the face one, Rorschach.
Yeah, that's
then
my favorite.
There's the lady. Yeah. Eagle-Eye Cherry.
Phantom Girl?
Buck Cherry?
Phantom was
George Clooney, who was also a
Batman.
Batman, yeah. See, that's the thing about Batman, right? It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
It's
you can do
acceptable.
It's going to be okay.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want because George Clooney's Batman had nipples.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, it's going to be better than Arnold.
Yeah, Nipple Batman. And that thing was star-studded. It had Arnold, it had Danny DeVito, George Clooney, the other dude, Robin. He was kind of happening at that time. Uma Thurman. It had all the villains,
Jim
too.
Perry.
Yeah,
Jim
Perry. Look at that. The Riddler. Yeah. Jeez.
Val Kilmer.
What?
Huh?
Well, he was Batman also.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but it had all those characters? Are you kidding
me? Was Tommy Lee Jones in that one? Was the
Two-Face. It had Two-Face. Yeah. Wow, look at that.
I feel like you're blending all of them together by their villains.
I think you're blending all of the Clooney movies because he did more than one.
Oh, he did?
It was Batman Forever and Batman and Robin.
Oh, yeah. That was the one with the dude.
Which dude? Dr. Manhattan?
Robin.
Yeah.
Chris something,
Batman
right?
And Robin had Robin in it.
Yeah, that's what I remember. I can't believe they greenlit a second one.
Batgirl, yes. Did the Batgirl outfit have nipples?
It didn't, and it's a damn shame.
Why was that? Because it was
misogyny?
Probably.
The patriarchy?
You know, I bet there's a version where they were like, here, try this on.
It's like the cat's butthole version.
Yeah.
But it's Batgirl nipples. They shot the whole movie and then they just rotoscoped them out.
They so have you're a telling me there's an unedited version?
Yeah, exactly. They have a nipple replacement filter.
Gotta get that converted to Blu-ray.
Yeah. See it on 4K.
Who's the villain in this Batman movie?
It's supposed to be the Riddler.
Played by who?
Jim Carrey, would you believe?
I don't know. OG. Not Jim Carrey.
Wouldn't that
Someone
be crazy?
Someone else that's supposed to be pretty good, apparently.
Pete Townsend.
They definitely gave him a different
feel,
like the Joker.
Yeah,
they Joaquin Phoenix did
a mask in this one. He's wearing like a
Joaquin Phoenix did
like a gas mask or something in this one.
Oh, the Riddler is. Oh, yeah. It's that dude. No, that's no.
Mysterio.
What?
I'm switching universes.
Are you thinking Jake of Bane?
No, I was thinking of Scarecrow.
Oh,
that guy. I thought he might be the Riddler, but I don't think he is.
It's supposed to be, I think, loosely based on Long Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Paul Dano?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, Paul Dano, that's who it is.
He's going to be the Riddler.
Yeah, but I don't know what he's done.
He's like a minor role kind of guy. Like, when you see him, you know who he is.
Oh.
Like, he played Brian Wilson in that recent Beach Boys movie.
Didn't see it?
Yeah.
I think you're the only person who saw it.
Probably. And everyone else who likes free with commercials.
Everybody's sleeping on Beach Boys movie.
Yeah.
Colin Farrell's going to be Oswald Cobblepot Penguin.
Oh, wow.
In the same movie?
Yeah. And he's wearing like a
penguin suit?
A fat suit. Yeah.
Oh, no. He's taking fat roles.
Not like super big, but he definitely looks different.
Yeah.
Like if you watch the trailer, you're like, is that Colin Farrell?
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Andy Serkis is going to be Alfred.
I don't know who that is.
He's the one that, well, we were just talking about earlier, Planet of the Apes. He's the one that always gets in all the motion caption stuff. Yeah.
That guy.
The penguin played by Colin Farrell looks like a very tame character.
Yeah.
Compared to like the...
Danny DeVito?
Yeah. I mean, that was a character, you know, fictional comic booky character. Yeah.
They really this just guy just looks like that.
A guy.
I do like his car in the Batman. From what I've seen, it looks like a muscle car.
But it runs on electric.
Electric muscle car?
No.
Why not? You don't think it's electric?
Did they make it electric? I don't think so.
You didn't hear?
I feel like they would have.
It's got the latest, greatest technology. Mm-hmm. Batteries!
It looks cool, though.
Well,
I'm into that. He better be a good fucking Bruce Wayne. That's all I'm saying.
Are you betting on him? Who's the worst Bruce Wayne?
George Clooney.
Bruce Wayne specifically.
Bruce Wayne, who's the worst?
If you had to pick one. I know you think they're all good.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I wasn't a fan of Val Kilmer. I feel bad saying that.
I forget that he was Batman.
Because he's had it rough.
You're an asshole.
Yeah, he is. But that has nothing to do with how you feel about him being Batman.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
And out of all of them, I guess he would be the weakest. But I thought George Clooney was all right.
Yeah, he makes sense as a Bruce Wayne type.
Yeah.
Christian Bale was probably like archetype.
He was okay.
As Bruce Wayne?
Yeah.
What more did you need from him? He's American Psycho.
Yeah.
That's Bruce Wayne.
I wasn't into the Nolan verse as much. I mean, I liked him, but
Heath Ledger died making that movie.
He was a good Joker.
Yeah.
He definitely put a good spin on it. I mean, he definitely made that character his own.
Yeah. But you just didn't dig it.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's the voice.
I see.
And from the first one. I went too back and gravel. Watched Batman Begins recently, and too I was just like, ugh.
Like, unintelligible. It's just too much. Too heavy.
Yeah.
Too forced.
Yeah. And in the later ones, he's a little bit better about it.
Who's the best, then? Michael Keaton?
You know, there was a... There was
You've said George Clooney a lot.
There was quite Check a stir. Tape.
No, that was the best Bruce Wayne.
With the... Batman with Michael different. Keaton.
Uh-huh.
Because people were like, you mean fucking Miss... What was his name? Or what did he do before that?
Multiplicity?
Mr. Mom? Yeah, Multiplicity.
No, Multiplicity wasn't before, was it?
There was a Mr. Mom, too.
Yeah.
He went from Mr. Mom to Batman?
Yeah.
They're both dudes. You know, Batman had to play his own Mr. Mom.
Kevin Conroy is obviously the best Batman.
Obviously, I have no idea who that is.
He's the voice from the animated series.
Yeah. You always bring up the damn animated series. Do you know who the Joker was? Mark Hamill.
Yes.
So if you had to just show someone one episode of Batman, the animated series.
Oh, gosh.
Which episode would that be?
Good question. You know.
Off the top.
The Heart of Ice is probably one of everyone's favorites.
Summarize it.
It's the one where you got Mr. Freeze. You get his backstory. You find out why he's Mr. Freeze because his wife is all sick, and so he is a what is it called?
So like he becomes a bad dude,
a sympathetic villain, I guess.
That episode just expresses the entire animated series.
Yeah,
you would say.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, there's a lot of fighting.
Yeah.
I haven't gone back to watch it in quite a while, but I know Heart of Ice is one of those, you know, fan favorite episodes. So
what do you think of Pilot?
Pilot.
Yeah, the first episode.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't recall it at all.
I don't recall it at all either. But let's just use that as like a blanket statement when it comes to like any show you like.
What do you think about the pilot?
The first episode? Yeah.
Like of Friends?
Sure.
I wouldn't say I like Friends.
I can't even remember what that one is either. I really can't of memorable pilots.
I think they were Friends.
Yeah, but it was like the, hey.
The move-in date.
Introduce each other characters.
Yeah. Well, that was the Batman.
Yeah.
I mean.
I guess we'll watch it.
It's probably going to be okay.
Yeah.
Do you feel like a lot of people are mad about it?
I think people are.
Like more so than when Ben Affleck got selected?
That's a good question, actually.
Because they were pretty pissed off at Ben.
They were pissed off at that casting.
Were they right?
No, I thought he was really good.
Look at you.
Do you think Edward being in Twilight has biased the haters to hit this Batman?
I think so.
Yeah,
How about the other way around? Like, they love this Batman.
They haven't seen
him. Twilight fans swoon for Edward Cullen as Batman.
So you're trading Twilight fans for Batman fans? Like,
yeah, this is this generation's Batman.
Right.
Like, this doesn't belong to the real fans.
Yeah. It's I think the real fans never believe that. They believe everything is theirs.
I did want to see that Lighthouse movie, and I haven't got a chance to watch it, with him and Willem Dafoe in it. That weird black and white one.
Does not ring any bells.
Huh. I think what you're talking about. It's like when they switch places and time or something like that.
Oh, is it a Freaky Friday situation?
I'm pretty sure it's an A24 film.
Actually, a Freaky Friday situation with Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson would be pretty fun.
Like the real people.
Yeah, Robert Pattinson would be like, whoa, look at my cock. I'm Willem fucking Dafoe. This thing is insane.
How do I walk?
Yeah. I can't walk. Yeah. Which side do you dress? Both sides. Isn't that a funny turn?
The Lighthouse came out in 2019. It's only an hour and 49 minutes.
Well, you can fit that in right now.
Two lighthouse keepers try to maintain their sanity while living on a remote and mysterious New England island in the 1890s.
Oh, so it's like a pre-Civil War Brokeback Mountain situation.
You said it was a black and white film?
Yeah, it's black and white.
Oh, there's definitely butt fucking. Definitely.
It's supposed to be pretty good. And
how many stars or tomatoes are you looking at right now?
I'm on IMDb.
So many stars.
7.5 out of 10.
It's acceptable.
Yeah.
Plenty of votes, right?
Yeah.
Thousands?
Oh. Based on 170,000 ratings.
Boom! 170,000. Isn't that shit insane?
It's impressive to maintain a 4-star.
Who does this?
Social media.
Who goes and posts
their... Who has time to rate
movies?
There's people that like to do that. It's like leaving comments quickly.
Why?
I don't think I've ever left 107,000
people
that
rated that
I only
movie.
Leave bad reviews, so nobody takes my reviews seriously.
Have you guys ever checked the thumbs up, thumbs down on Netflix?
No.
I guess I'm the only one. So.
But I don't do it for every single one.
I don't do it for
any. I do on Spotify, so it tries to give me... that's the reason, right? So
the algorithm?
So it can like offer you better songs.
I only play the songs that I want to listen to on Spotify.
That's true. Well, sometimes like my hands are busy.
Yeah, then I'll just put lo-fi hip-hop on and then it doesn't even matter what's playing. It's all the same track. It's all on a record. They all have that. Exactly. Now it's lo-fi.
I dig it. There's actually...
It's like this for like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Art, you might be interested in this.
I might.
Because it's a vinyl record.
Let's do it.
I am interested in tracking down the Chilled Cow.
Okay.
I think it's like the 2 a.m.
Like a soundtrack?
Session. Yeah. I think it was like a Kickstarter or something.
How many discs? Like 2 or 3? Maybe 4?
No, I think there's maybe like 1,000. Oh, I think it's just one.
It's just one disc? That seems short.
Like 45 minutes?
Because nowadays when they press on like 180, they only allow
it's lo-fi.
Less than 20 minutes, like 15 minutes.
It's lo-fi.
Oh, it is lo-fi. Yeah.
So you can put 7 like hours on
100
one side.
Songs on one side. Everybody gets what, like 45 seconds?
Yeah, that's funny.
That'd be a dope mix, though, if someone did something that was like no artist was more than a minute, and you just squeeze as many as you can.
It's probably my favorite mix. It's the one that I go to the most.
The Chilled Cow
so
one?
So why bother with like a vinyl version of that?
That one. Because I want to listen to it on a nice record. I don't know why.
I feel you, but...
I just want to have
he
it.
Wants double the hiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wants the hiss in stereo. You see what I'm saying? Perspectives, taking a shit on the clock. Tell us about it, Art.
All right, so, you know, sometimes you got to drop a deuce at work, right?
No.
I mean, there's probably been at least one time.
Oh, for sure.
There's some folks that do, like, habitually.
Yeah. It's my 10 o'clock appointment.
But let's say you had, like, an audio editor worker that, like...
Oh, no, Jay Mark's
fucking
around.
...likes
to do
stuff on the clock and get paid for it.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with the work.
So, Jay Mark is shitting on the clock.
Yeah, like, counting it for the time he's here.
Well, he is here.
Yeah, but... If you were going to be paying an employee an hourly wage,
mm-hmm.
would you feel like they should make up that time? Or do you think it's okay because it's on their time for them to like take as long as of shit they
I
need?
I think you're legally supposed to let them have 15-minute breaks every few hours or something like that. So
yeah, I've heard that's a myth.
That can count towards their shit time. Who says that's a myth?
The internets.
No, nah, man.
No, like mandatory breaks are not required in Slam City.
Well, Slam City has no zoning laws.
But I'll challenge it. There is nothing.
Yeah, but you got to give him a lunch break.
You have to give him a lunch break. I would
you know
feel.
What Slam City reminds me of? Did you guys ever read Bomb Queen?
No.
Yes. Well, I didn't read it. I just like got like some copies.
You know what it is?
Yeah, the covers. Yeah. I got good covers.
What's going
Bomb
on?
Bomb Queen is just like NSFW like comic book where it's this like chick. She kind of reminds me of like Aeon Flux. But she's got like massive and her outfit's just like super tight.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like very well illustrated in the way where like comic book geeks would be all about it.
Right.
Like it's intentional.
Right.
Yeah. She's a super villain that takes over.
See, he knows the
city.
Story too. I just
he
know
actually
the covers.
Read.
Oh, I used to read
there
it.
There you go.
Wow.
So we can ask you questions
not just
about
for the
stories.
Pictures. Not
she's
just
a
for
super
the
villain
pictures. He reads the articles.
Takes over a city and legalizes all crime. And they build a wall around it because no one wants to deal with it. And they just let her run it. And it's just about this.
Just anarchy.
Crime city. Yeah.
What
this
kind of shenanigans
city.
Are happening that define themselves as crime?
I assume people steal all the time.
Yeah.
Murders.
Murders for
lots
sure.
Lots of murdering. Lots
murders
of people
for stealing.
Getting shot and stabbed. And a lot of prostitution.
So was this like an indoctrination of society or what's going on here?
Yeah, she seems to have pretty good control of it and everyone kind of gets along doing their crimes and it's
you know I'm
going to
crime right back at you, right?
Yeah.
You know that, right? I'm stealing my TV back. Yes, you can borrow it. It's just borrowing stuff from your neighbor without really asking.
Exactly. But that's what, when we talk about Slam City, that's what it always reminds me of. Like, Slam City has just this big wall around it, and people just don't go in there and just, they're like, oh, you don't want to go over to Slam City.
That is funny because it has a wall around it, but then inside the walls, there's the beaded curtain district. So it's even more nefarious inside. It's more nefarious, like the downtown area is more nefarious than even a whole lawless city.
So what are the different districts in Slam City? Like there's the beaded curtain district. Mm-hmm. You can just have like your historic downtown or something.
Yeah,
like
historic
that.
Downtown Slam yeah. City, the boardwalk.
Boardwalk for sure.
The watering hole.
Oh, the food truck trailer park.
It's on the boardwalk.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
We could have a map. That'd be dope.
That would
like,
be pretty fun.
Come up with
a map of Slam City. That's funny.
And then a lot
at
of like kind of residential stuff. You got to have a golf
the
course.
The intersection of 420 and
SH69.
Yeah.
And there's a wall.
Yeah.
There's and a 50-foot wall.
The Glory
wall.
Hole Lake.
Yeah, the Glory Hole Lake.
Man, this map is dope.
All within this massive wall structure that the entire government paid to put up to keep Slam City in Slam City. You know what I mean?
The crazy thing with like maps, though, is like, aren't they hand-drawn? Like, I feel like when someone puts out a map, maybe you can take some sort of like aerial photography
and put it together.
Yeah.
And then just outline it.
But like tracing it out, yeah, that's kind of crazy.
I mean, it's not that bad.
It's kind of bad.
I mean, it's time consuming for sure, but everything is.
We're talking about a map. Yeah.
We're talking about a map here.
a map of your tracks. But anyway, it's about taking shit on the clocks.
Yeah.
I feel like there should be like an allowable limit. Like I'm 30 okay minutes. With like those 15 minute breaks.
Well, it's because Art over here, he doesn't take a long time shitting.
We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah, he was telling me.
I'm mindful of my time. I didn't even ask. Respectful for what I should be paid for.
But he, the model employee.
Model.
Will limit his shit time.
I don't even take shits at work, to be honest.
Look at this
guy. But when I do, I kind of try to keep it like as quick as possible.
Is it because you have a bathroom phobia?
No, not at all. I'm just like a morning shitter.
Burrito.
Yeah.
Where do you stand here? On what side of the brown streak do you stand?
I take rather long bathroom
long
breaks.
Long-winded shits.
At work?
Yeah, everywhere.
Sometimes.
Yeah. He always takes long shits. That's just how his body works.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I try not to. I am also a morning person.
A morning flagpole shitter?
Yeah. And when I don't, then
the whole day is ruined.
Yes, the whole day is ruined.
Like now.
Just like now.
Yeah.
This is Bad News Bears.
So you don't take like Senna tea or anything like that?
You drink that shit your pants tea or no?
I drink it's called kombucha. And I eat Greek yogurt. And
he tries to be good to his body.
I've been trying to eat like plums.
Wow.
And
plums.
Yeah.
Plums. How many sit-ups are you doing in the morning?
Do I need to do
sit-ups? Got a squatty potty or no?
Are you using the hang bar? Or just like tucking your feet under the bed? What? You're wondering why you're constipated.
You ain't working them abs, baby.
I've been cycling more, which has helped.
Is it dehydrating you? Are you dehydrated?
No, I don't think so. I've been trying to drink water. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I ain't got the cure for you, man. But
we ain't no doctors.
Yeah, why'd you even ask?
I didn't. You asked.
Plums, huh?
Yeah, because we were on the topic of taking the shit on the clock and why you take so long.
I'm all out of ideas. We already said plums. That's all I got.
How about you, Gemini Jackson?
You took mine.
You take your time?
Long-ish dumps. Maybe like 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah. So you're saying like you drop the initial load and maybe some in between is maybe 15 to 30 seconds. But then like there's a period of time, like minutes. Could be 2-3 minutes.
17.
And then there's some more?
Right.
That really happens?
Generally, it's, you know, the bulk of it'll come out on the initial, right? But then you got phone time. And you're just scrolling. And then, I mean, your body knows it's already in the shitting position. So it's like, you know what? Since we're here, I'm just going to dump off some more, you know?
Definitely been there, yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of how it goes usually.
It's a mixed bag, literally.
Yeah. Well, so, yeah, exactly. Sometimes I'm like, you know, a two-minute shitter.
And out, get, grab, go.
Like, clean. Don't even need the wipe time.
Those are the best.
Because it just fell out of my butt.
I feel when that happens, your diet is like perfect or near perfect.
Yeah, your body's used the perfect amount of nutrients and you didn't consume anything crazy.
Right.
Like razor blades. But yeah, it's fun when it just like slides out and then like, well, what am I going to do for 15 minutes now?
A lot of scrolling, some reading.
Yeah.
Maybe watch a video or two.
Your legs get all numb. Your legs get numb.
People
and then
can't know that I was only in here for
Yeah, then they'll expect minutes. That every single time. That's just not real. That's not just how my body works. I got lucky today.
This window is typically 20 to 25 minutes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you got exactly.
Set those expectations.
It's like if you have an ad budget and you don't use it, they're not going to give you the same budget next year.
Exactly.
Maybe I just need to have a chat with J-Mark and just let him have it.
Yeah. Look, buddy, you get 15 minutes.
We could do a lot more editing if we added at the time you take
shits
every week.
Why don't you just install a toilet in your, you know, and then edit on the toilet.
Damn, that just sounds unsanitary, but why not, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's from the Philippines. He's had worse.
Tubbo.
He still uses it.
He drinks out of it.
Ew.
All right. Burrito has updated his 6-disc changer. This is even from what, last week? 2 weeks ago?
Last week.
Yeah.
Last week. You cycle it weekly?
Switched out a couple.
Hot topic, and now it's happening.
Yeah, you guys said cycle it out. So I
put
said,
it in the zeitgeist.
Okay.
But let's mention that he doesn't listen to a lot of it at a time. It's just like every time he drives, he listens to like maybe
two
a song
songs.
Or two. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like a slow burn going through the 6 discs.
Does take a while.
Repeats a lot. Just
because
that's
tell
what's
us.
In there.
What you got in there?
All right. So in there right now, starting from 1 to 6, Thursday, full collapse.
Strung out. Crash!
I got strung out in an American Paradox. Nice. Then the longest title, Coheed and Cambria, Good Apollo and Burning Star 4, Part 2, No World for Tomorrow.
You think they did that on purpose? They just want the longest names. They want to set the character limit?
Style points.
Yeah.
Then Rage Against the Machine, The Battle of Los Angeles.
Oh, that got swapped out. You had Evil Empire in there.
I had Evil Empire.
Come in it now! Ding, 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 ding,
then moving into Gorillaz, Demon Days.
Is Clint Eastwood on that record?
No, that's on the first one, I believe.
Well, then I'll stop singing.
And then the rounding out with Disc 6 is the Mars Volta, Deloused, and the Comatorium.
Do you even like that shit?
I do. I like the Mars Volta.
Okay.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
It's a good variety of like rock music. With a little bit of hip-hop in there.
Do you put it on shuffle? That would take an insane amount of time to go in between discs.
Does it do that? And you just have to wait 10 seconds while it switches?
You can put it on shuffle.
Just be the same
one disc.
For the disc that's in there.
Right. Yeah. That would be so ridiculous.
That's like a jukebox.
30 seconds. How long does it take?
To move from one to the next disc?
Yeah. 15 seconds?
About as long as he's taking to think.
So it's like 15 seconds in between tracks.
Which isn't bad if you're not thinking about it.
No, like listen to a song and then don't listen to anything for 15 seconds.
Yeah, but you know the distance
while you're
changing,
just sitting
so
there.
You're just in a different mode.
While you're just sitting there.
Yeah, 15 seconds
in the
queue when it changes.
I was like, ka-ching!
The motors will fucking burn out if it has to switch it out too many times.
But that's how you get 6 discs going.
True.
So let's highlight a little bit of each one.
Yeah, give me some highlights.
Thursday. Pick one song to describe this album.
It's sad.
No, but give us a song. The one song. Emo? The quintessential song on this album.
On this one?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The
maybe
obvious
like,
one. Come on.
The obvious one, man.
Cross Out the Eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow, dude.
How come when I say the obvious one, you pick another one?
You pick the beer song every time he asks for the obvious.
There's like two others.
What's the obvious one off of?
Understanding in a Car Crash?
I don't know song titles. That's my
problem. It's the one where he says in a crash.
It's a single.
It's a single.
Probably. Yeah, that one's okay.
Paris and Flames?
I like the one. Yeah, Paris and Flames. That's
we can agree
probably,
on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys can keep it.
Strung Out in American Paradox. I am not too familiar with that, but there is Satellite on that record?
No, that's so. Destruction by Oh, wait. No, that's...
I think it is.
Is it American Paradox that has Satellite?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's my jam.
That is a good song.
Because it has a little high string like riff at the beginning. Yeah, that.
On the bass?
Yeah. Sounds super hard to do.
Ching. What's the quintessential song there, Burrito?
Off that one record?
Yeah.
The first one?
Understanding in a Car Crash.
The title track?
Maybe...
Blackhawks Over Los Angeles.
I don't remember any of these.
Give us a track
list. An American Paradox.
Is it like a record you just listen to and just let it have its 30 minutes and you don't really mind one song from the next? You just kind of listen to it as an album?
That album is all good. I listen to all of those.
So you're just taking it as like a whole. Like, I mean, I feel the same way probably with most of their records. Like Twisted by Design, I just like push play and let it play for like 30 minutes.
That one feels like it was crafted.
It's just
with
like
a flow.
One continuous song.
Yeah, it does have that feel. That's just one continuous song. But there's
this
so many
the only
bangers.
Strung out. This is the only strung out album I have.
Get more, man.
Yeah, get Twisted by Design for sure.
The one before it.
Yeah, that's their pinnacle album.
It's a signature album that like put them on the map for sure. Yeah. But like American Paradox is legit.
Yeah.
It just doesn't
have. Did
you
give me this one?
Yeah.
Gemini or did Foxtrot give it to me?
Oh, maybe Foxtrot did because he got rid of his CDs.
Is it like an OG copy or like a burn?
Yeah, it's a copy.
No, it's a burn copy.
It's a burn copy.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at that.
How's it written? Like,
yeah,
sloppy.
Whose handwriting is it?
I don't know.
Is it decorated?
Is it all caps?
Is it written in a circle or just straight across?
It's like a CD. It's like black and red.
Yeah.
And it's in the middle. Like there's actually a line for you to write stuff on.
Oh, wow.
I'm pretty sure.
Like an old school Office Depot blank
CD dash R?
Yeah.
Nice, man.
Wow.
I'll send you guys a picture in the Slack.
There you go. And then Coheed and Cambria?
One song.
What's the one song on that?
Oh, God.
The 18-minute long song?
See, I should have prepared these.
You have to listen to your heart when it comes to these kind of questions.
Yeah.
You got the lie detector test like strapped into you. And it's like lighting up going like, Bowser. I'm just kidding.
You see, he wanted some time to prep, so he didn't pick the beer song. But he will ultimately pick the beer song.
But you can at least name like one song off every album in your CD changer or your CD book.
I really enjoy Gravemakers and Gunslingers.
I'm not familiar with any of these songs, probably.
Same. I didn't listen to this album.
What is it about that song that really, is it the lyrics or the solo in the middle?
I think so. Maybe I think intro? It might be the lyrics. It might be just the way it sounds, the way it feels.
Is it poppy? Like,
is it a Western?
No. Chords?
I don't think. It's kind of almost like old Coheed.
Hey, did you need like another beer?
Like, it feels more rocky. Oh, that's fun.
So you like the noodling? Is it about the noodling?
It's kind of good stuff. Yeah.
There's not a lot of noodling that goes on with Rage Against the Machine, but they do a lot
effects
of
effects noodling.
Yeah, experimental guitar stuff.
Here's something. It's the only one on this record that has the explicit tag on it.
Yeah. Wow. Because everything else is an instrumental.
Are they dropping an F-bomb?
Yeah, I think they do.
I think he says fucking whore.
I don't think so. Oh. I don't think he says that.
Not in this song.
I do like that track a lot. I think I get kind of hyped up when it comes up.
Wow.
I dig it.
I hear you. It is a banger.
Do they play it live a lot?
You know, I don't know.
It seems like it'd be a fun one to play.
Yeah. They have such a large catalog.
He celebrates their entire catalog.
Well, let's celebrate the entire catalog like the best closer of their collection. So what's that last song before the encore do you need to hear to make it like a rounded out set?
Welcome Home.
For a closer?
For a closer?
Yeah, the last song before the encore.
Yeah, what's their last song before the encore, dude? You're the Coheed super fan.
Yeah, but a lot of the concerts I've been to with them
are specifically to the album.
Yeah, it's like we're doing this album, you know, which is kind of fun. I like it.
How about the Battle of Los Angeles? Pick a song off there.
The Renegades of Funk?
The last one, War Within a Breath.
What did I tell you?
That's my favorite. Yeah.
I don't even know that fucking song.
Definitive beer song.
Yeah.
Let's explain the beer song like you've never explained the beer song.
It's so just real the wrong fish. You guys,
they got this song called Beer.
The one right before it, too, is pretty good. Or not right before it. The New Millennium Homes is good.
Nope.
The one you guys probably know is Sleep Now in the Fire.
There you go.
Heard it.
There you go.
And,
that's the
Gorilla
one.
Radio.
Yeah, like let's go bomb, back to Sleep Now in the Fire.
Testify.
Yeah, those
Sleep Now in the Fire is a bad
of
song.
Those songs you pick, the song nobody's ever heard of.
Yeah, you should have just said Testify.
Yeah.
Because I mean, that was a good song, but it's not my favorite on the album. Like, I listened to the whole album.
You're a beer song kind of guy.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly. You have no, like, musical empathy.
You are the tastemaker.
Exactly. You don't have any musical empathy. You only know what you like.
Which is fine, you know? Like, people should educate more. And when you find the people that your beer song is their beer song, that's when the fireworks...
You really connect with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie at Samara.
Demon Days by Gorillaz.
I couldn't tell you one track.
Just pick the banger. What's the single?
Dirty Harry or Feel Good Ink.
Feel Good Ink.
Both of those.
Why did you say that second?
Yeah.
Because I can't remember which one is which.
That's true.
Feel Good Ink is the song with the bass line.
How's it go?
It's like the one.
Boom, 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 boom. Don't stop getting it. We are your captains in a steady.
I did a terrible imitation, but you know what song I was talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great title for this song.
Feel Good Ink?
Yeah.
This is Dirty Harry.
Why did you say this first? Why did you say this first? I don't know that one.
He's Mr. Beer Song, man.
It does have a groove, okay? But not...
It's a good driving song.
Feel Good Ink.
You know?
It's no Feel Good Ink. That is correct.
Do you guys like the fire coming out of the monkey's head song?
I don't know
is
that song.
Is that based on the music video or like an illustration?
It's like spoken word almost. We're just kind of describing what's going on. It's like this story.
Once upon a time at the foot of a great mountain, there was a town where the people known as Happy Folk lived.
Yeah. It's pretty long too. It's like,
it seems like it would be long. It's very.
It's like 3 minutes.
Is this the record that he recorded? Damon Albarn recorded on an iPad.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yes.
You remember when an iPad like first like dropped, and then it was like first album recorded on an iPad. It was Gorillaz, but is it this?
Did they
album?
Pay him? You think they paid him?
I don't know. Maybe just stars aligned.
I mean, he for sure got something for it.
I'm sure he got maybe like an early copy
of an iPad.
Yeah, it's like, hey, could you start writing an album, and soon after you'll be like the first person to release an album recorded on one of
these. Yeah, exactly. He wrote all the songs elsewhere. He just recorded it on an iPad.
Yeah, I mean, like, anyone can do that, right?
Yeah. Mars Volta.
Deloused in the Comatorium.
Yeah. Brian has a story about this album. Yeah.
We should bring it back up later, really? But my deloused is like, I got that vinyl finally, maybe like a couple months ago.
What around your back?
It was like 60. 60? Yeah. Okay. But it's like a double disc, like fancy packaging.
Okay.
Is it the one that they just released?
Yeah, on the gold records.
Yeah.
It's like the VMP version.
Yeah.
But I've kept it sealed so far.
Uh-oh.
I'm just like, oh, man.
I don't need to listen to this.
So far it's not flipping, but like who knows what happens in like 10 years, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and if it's still...
Yeah.
Because like, I mean, that's doubles. You don't have to listen to that album.
Well, if I wanted to, I could just listen to it by other means.
Right.
Like, I don't have to.
But also, you don't even have to do that. What's the?
You really don't like the Mars Volta.
I'm not into it, man. I mean,
is it too experimental?
No, just like yeah. It,
or
I
you
guess
just
so.
Like not the like the dudes in the band.
No,
like, is that a?
I don't both? Really care about that, but it just
I feel like
it doesn't resonate with
the
me.
The Comatorium is probably the least experimental.
Right, it is fairly
because,
commercial.
I mean, yeah, you still got regular length songs.
Right. See, and that's what it is. Like when it's too experimental, to me, it just doesn't feel like there's a song structure here. It's just background music, you know. And if I'm just, I don't know, I come here for a different reason.
Is there a notable track on there?
Yeah. What's the banger?
I think it's this one.
Bomb track.
I think it's One Arm Scissor.
One Arm Scissor.
Oh yeah, that one's not on here.
That's at
that's
the driving,
Sparta, dude.
That's at the driving.
Oh yeah, at the drive-in, sorry.
Is it this one?
That's see? What turns
this one
running down.
Is
the
it
toilet.
The one with a Q? Like it has a Q in the name? Give me some song titles.
This is the one. This is the one everyone knows.
That was a radio banger for sure.
Yeah.
But this got mixed in. There were a lot of like alternative songs that were spinning at this time. So it kind of just got caught in the mix, like radio-wise.
Yeah.
That one's called Interteatic ESP.
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
It's a single.
Hmm. Is there another one?
Yeah.
Is there another single on that?
Don't know. Let's see.
Okay.
Maybe, because this is kind of how it starts. Maybe they have the first and second one.
For the radio edit? They trim it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's cool. We don't really have to keep talking about the Mars Volta. They've had enough time on the show. It's time for Art to arbitrate, though.
Yeah. So we went through the sandwich drive-through to get us some grub before the show. First off, like I'm typically the type for this place, and I'm not going to name names, but you know I'll describe around them. Is like
circle sandwiches.
Yeah. I use like their app to order ahead so I can just like drive to the place and it's like on the shelf, grab it and you go, right? Like no wait being on the property or anything.
Right.
First off, what happened was like the app was temporarily unavailable. Like it just
seems
clearly
insanity.
Said that to do online ordering. Like they just turned it off. I think they needed to control their like order input. And like
it was too crazy.
Yeah, they were too busy at this time and probably not properly staffed to where they couldn't handle the volume.
There's
like,
a shortage of labor.
Yeah, that's what I imagine is happening. And so I was like, okay, I'll just like go through the drive-thru, right? You know, it's just like stacked full of cars.
Yeah.
And that's the crazy thing about like having to wait is why doesn't the app just like stay up? And you said shortage of workers.
Yeah. I mean, they for sure have the ability to not take any online orders because they don't have the capacity. That's so crazy that they're that busy, too.
Do you think that's why? Spot? Or do you think they just had a glitch?
I don't know.
I feel like they kind of turn off the online
Matrix.
Ordering at that time. Because check it out. Like, so I go to the first location, and they were just closed.
Wow.
Like,
that's
I think
insanity.
Nobody showed up to work or something. Or maybe like the business is like too slow in that area.
So well, just, obviously, like, there's early. A need because the other one's just hella packed.
Yeah, and that's the crazy thing. I go to the next one. It's just like there's plenty of cars in the drive-thru, and it's like one of those where you have to wait. So the curbside didn't even seem like, why can't they just open up the curbside option, you know? Wait in the parking lot. We'll bring it out to you.
Because they want to discourage people from going. They can't keep up with it, man.
Is that so bad, though?
Yeah, if you can't keep up with it.
I guess you would have some unhappy customers, right?
Yeah.
Too many orders at one time.
Yeah, because then, like, if you don't have the staff to make 10 sandwiches at that time, it's going to take, you know, a lot more time to make those 10 sandwiches.
Have you guys gotten into that kind of habit of order ahead? Or are you still the kind that was
discarded the drive-thru the other day.
And, like, you just order like you typically do? Or, like, when you go to Quiznos Burrito, you just, like, go in and...
Yeah,
I still do that.
Through, watch them. Yeah.
Yeah, it's part,
they do have
it's
an
part
online
of the process,
ordering.
Though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Is like, are you more shifted towards that, or are you just still going the old school way?
No, I just do the old school way. And even if I go through a drive-thru, I just go through the drive-thru.
Yeah, that's really all there's to it.
I've shifted some online ordering, at least to try to.
Well, for like things that you can rely on, like McDonald's, right? It's going to be okay no matter, you know, if you do it through the drive-thru or you do it and grab it to go.
Yeah.
It's going to be fine. But like a sandwich, if they fuck that up in the process, you're going to be pissed off about that. Because it's like the old school way is you tell them what you want in it.
But what if, let's
as
say...
As it's happening.
And I'll name drop, but let's say it's like Whataburger.
Yeah.
And they're notorious for just having...
Fucking up their orders?
Shitty drive-thru. No, not even fucking up their orders. Just having a shitty drive-thru.
Yeah. Like I guess something in their process... Something in their process takes forever. Yeah. I think it's probably the meat.
I think it's made to order.
Like, yeah, that's really. The problem.
But that's just crazy, though. Anyways, good for them. That'd be something where you would do like curbside... Order online ordering, right?
Yeah, but I don't think they even start making your
pizza?
Order until
that's
they
something you would do like on a normal basis because
no,
take
you
it
get
right
pizza
to, yeah?
Delivery.
Yeah, but how are you ordering it? You calling them up and saying, "Yo, can I get
sometimes.
Two medium?" No, you don't. Shut up, man. Nobody does that anymore.
I guarantee you, there are still people who
yeah,
fucking call.
Yeah, I would say
in.
There's like a decent percentage of people that call to order, but
and,
I would say
there's like
a greater percentage of people.
Oh, for
that
sure.
Are doing online ordering.
Yeah, for sure. But then there's even that one dude who still calls in from his landline,
or he shows up and just like orders pickup, going,
and
there.
Then waits.
Yeah, or I'll be back and he go pick up my dry.
That's
lady.
Fine.
No, it's not. He could have just ordered online.
No.
Yeah. He didn't have to go in. Even
you didn't have to go in. You didn't have to go in. I know you're an open business who's open for business, but you didn't have to go in. No, I get it.
Yeah, you know how Domino's has that two-minute curbside?
But some people
Domino's.
Like that shit. You know what I mean? Some people do this stuff for the human interaction.
I guess so. It's like going to the convenience store, right?
Yeah.
That
when
burrito
you meet,
doesn't do.
When you meet people who are like friendly and stuff, you know? It just feels weird. But there are people who like talking to other people.
Yeah, kind of like what's going on right now.
There's not really any place to sit in Domino's now.
Yeah, they actively discourage you from loitering.
Yeah.
But also,
before COVID.
Their entire business model is like delivery.
Right.
Pick so why delivery. Even try to have dining space
carry
that
out.
You have to clean? You
right.
know? Why provide utensils? Why provide any place for them to even be comfortable?
I've always thought of Domino's as like a takeout place.
Yeah, for sure. But it's also really fast.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't take long to make that pizza.
Well, they have a system down to where it comes out like as
7 minutes.
Yeah. But that's the glory of pizza, right?
Right.
Next door to the Quiznos that I go to is an old school Pizza Hut. Like,
oh,
sit
nice.
Down and eat.
No, with the roof.
Yeah, yeah. But it
and it has a dining area?
And a salad bar?
Yeah.
Does it have the buffet?
They used to be the largest buyer of kale just to dress the salad bar.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I haven't been in there, but their parking lot is super empty all the time.
Yeah, oh, because who the fuck eats at Pizza Hut?
Yeah.
Like at Pizza Hut.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of it's just for like delivery
drivers.
Yeah,
and then like even when...
Or pickups.
Even when eating indoors in a Pizza Hut was like an okay thing to do, people still didn't really do it.
Like eating inside a Pizza Hut, right?
Like when they have Pizza Huts that have seating areas, people didn't even really do
we
it.
Would go.
How often,
and,
though?
And eat inside.
Every
not,
time?
Not
multiple
often.
Times a
not
year?
Often. Yeah. Yeah, I would say
that's
that.
But like often. 6 times a year?
That's often.
I don't know.
Every other month?
6 times a year.
Like 3 times a year?
2?
What?
We would go in, though.
Yeah.
We would go in for sure. We would never get it delivered.
Yeah, pickup, I feel,
yeah,
is a
different.
Normal occurrence.
That's different because I feel like they charge for delivery.
Yeah.
Back in the day when you didn't used to do it.
I used to really like going in. Bullshit. And the one The one in Slam City South.
Uh-huh.
South Slam City South.
Yeah.
I guess.
That was an old school hut.
That was an old school hut.
Yeah. It had the Galaga game in there. Oh, yeah. That I used to like playing. With the little white ball. And you just
roll it around everywhere.
Yeah.
Like a madman.
Galaga with a ball?
Yeah.
It just went left and right, though.
Pretty much.
I think it was just a different cabinet, probably. Oh. Says Galaga owner.
Which game was it?
With a ball.
Millipede.
Yeah, Centipede.
Centipede.
Yeah.
I think there was a Millipede or Asteroid. A ball Asteroid, maybe.
But it probably was Galaga with the ball control instead of the left-right joystick.
Yeah, there's no saying you couldn't do that.
Right.
Yeah.
The more you know.
That was Double X Quantimina.
Huluteha's financial advisors. When you gotta move some weight. Why wait? Julio will help you diversify your holdings. Flat rate. Always great. Julio gets it done. Call Huluteha's today. Or regret it tomorrow. Huluteha's.
And this is the news.
Man orders 100 tacos on first date, asks woman to pay for them.
What? So wait, they go on a date, and then he orders a bunch of food, and then asks her to pay for it?
Sounds
the whole
like
meal,
it.
Or to
That's
like
what the
go halfsies?
Probably the whole meal.
Wow. How much balls would that on cost? This guy? Like $300?
$129. If it's just regular tacos?
It's over a bill.
Why was he ordering?
$1.99 tacos.
I'm assuming he didn't ask her to pay first. You know, he just kind of sprung it on her. So he's like, this has to be for a bit. You know, he's not just ordering 100 tacos to eat. He's ordering 100 tacos and then saying, oh, I forgot my wallet. Do you mind taking care of this?
Why would you need to order? How could you and your date finish 100 tacos? That's like 50 each.
Exactly. I don't think he was doing this for any other reason but for nefarious reasons.
So she went on the date assuming the two would be going to a restaurant. In hindsight, she should have seen the red flags, starting with the fact that he told her to pick him up from his house instead of at their destination. Why not meet me there? I have no idea. When she arrived, he told her that he lost his keys and needed her to drive. It turned out to be another red flag that she ignored. Should I just left him right there and gone home?
Yeah, this lady's thirsty as hell.
Did I? Absolutely not. From there, Myers was directed
to
the Taco Bell. He could have been leading to an abandoned warehouse, and I still would have been like, left this stop sign? Okay. Doesn't read right.
So these are 100 Taco Bell tacos?
Eventually, they wound up at the Taco Bell drive-thru lane, which Myers was fine with. But when he placed his massive hard-shell taco order and then asked her to pay because he didn't have his wallet on him, she finally saw trouble. By the time they got back to his house, she knew there was no turning back. Isn't it weird that you're ordering 100 tacos on a date?
Yeah.
I mean, why didn't you stop that?
Yeah, why did you still pay for it?
I was like, okay, this is happening. I'm committed to this now. It's happening.
What?
Isn't she driving?
Yeah, she's in control of this entire situation. At any point in the timeline, she could have put a stop to it.
So
is this real? I feel like this isn't real.
It doesn't feel real.
They brought the tacos back, and they were just like eating them, right?
Yeah.
And she lives with her dad, so he just like joined and ate some too, because there was like 100 tacos.
Wait,
it was like a totally awkward situation.
She or he?
Her dad.
So they went back to her house.
Right. And her dad lives there.
Right. She brought this date back to her house.
Right.
After had ordered 100 tacos.
Yeah.
And she feels like this guy's deranged already. And then she brings him back to her house to meet her father.
And to eat all the tacos.
Then he offered to take her to his studio.
Okay.
Which I think studio apartment or like a recording studio?
Like his
studio.
Recording studio.
There you go. Drop some tracks.
Yeah. Sounds of sex.
She walked out with boxes of tacos in her purse. That was a big purse. She had boxes of tacos.
I know, she had boxes of tacos in her purse.
I mean, how many do you think they would have gone through? Like 15?
Tops, man. It's
right?
Taco Bell tacos.
And you're on a date. You're not
and
trying to prove anything.
It's a hassle, exactly. Yeah. You're going to have Taco Bell sex now.
Right. You're going to be and shit in the bed.
These are hard tacos, too. So by the time you're done with your fifth one, it's soggy.
And imagine
it's
just
soggy.
The awkwardness. Do you think they're having like a good convo? Like,
yeah, her
first
dad's
date,
there.
Just ordered 100 tacos. Somehow got convinced to take him back.
Yeah, what are you even talking about? It's like, so why did you order 100 tacos, you fucking psycho?
Or maybe he's just a smooth talker like that.
I feel like this lady doesn't have a lot of options.
She doesn't even remember his name.
I'm sorry, what?
But this is what she's saying. I probably would have bought 1,000 if you ordered them. If you say you would do something different, you're either lying or you're not a woman who has met somebody online for the first time.
What? Okay, I'm not a woman who has met somebody online for the first time, but I feel like this is atypical.
How about this crazy statistic here? How long did it take Taco Bell to make 100 tacos?
Right.
Ooh. It's in here. I got the answer.
And 37 minutes.
Less.
Wow. 29?
Lower.
17?
Close. 15.
Wow. That's actually very reasonable.
Yeah.
But I guess they already have all the meat in big-ass vat, and they just, like, scoop it into the tacos that are just stacked. So lined I guess up. It shouldn't take that long.
Yeah. We got the little, like, taco holder things.
So was it $150?
Yeah. $149.07.
This lady's insane.
Bullshit.
Why are you... If you doubt her story at all, you've obviously never met anybody online for the first time. I'm sorry, but what?
It is a very awkward situation.
Yeah, but you don't go through with all of it. At some point, you're like, okay, you know what?
You need to get out my car.
Yeah. Instead of asking him to get out of her car, she took him to her house to meet her father.
While they all ate tacos.
I feel like that's a red flag for him.
At a really small circle table, probably.
Yeah.
With a dim light. Staring at each other in their eyes.
It's not quite a dining table as it is like a patio table, just with milk crates around it.
Fold out chairs.
Yeah.
Three TV trays.
And the reason you live like that, lady, is because you bought $150 worth of Taco Bell tacos for a stranger.
What is this, amateur hour?
Yeah, imagine her other spending habits. Speaking of zero spending days.
If you're willing to go this far for whatever reason, maybe he was super cute. I don't know.
I can guarantee she put on a credit card. Or do you think she paid cash?
Credit card!
Credit card!
Because with credit cards, you ain't gotta pay inside.
What do you think, Burrito? Did she pay cash or credit card? Debit?
Nah, it's gotta be a credit card.
It has to be a credit card.
Yeah.
And it's at its limit.
Yeah.
It's $400
it
limit.
It only has three digits.
She paid in quarters.
Wow. Nice.
How many quarters is that? And who carries around $150 worth of quarters, man? Now you're getting ridiculous.
600 quarters? Get out of here. Fuck out of here.
You need to sit your little sexy ass down.
Man plunges 9 stories from New Jersey high rise, lands on BMW, and survives.
I saw that.
Ooh. So he crashed through the roof like a movie. Stands up with a broken arm still alive and asks, what happened?
Yeah.
How many stories did it say he jumped from?
9.
9 stories.
Yeah, it's right
9
there in the
stories.
Headline.
And then just like, you know, landed on a BMW.
Yeah.
Which I
was
guess broke.
BMW?
No. You're not jumping out of a window of 9 stories
if you have a BMW.
Onto your BMW.
Maybe he just hit it just right, you know, like diving into a pool.
And it's like, the roof probably caught a lot of the force.
Right.
Because it's not a solid object until you get to the very bottom of it. So
it's got crumple zones. Meant to crumple.
Yeah. It broke his fall.
Yep.
I don't think it probably has crumple zones at the very top.
You don't think so?
No.
I mean, when a car rolls,
that
it hits.
Rollover safety.
Yeah. Rollover safety.
That's probably what it was. Or maybe the airbags deployed and kept it up.
Yeah. Maybe the airbags deployed too and like had some counterforce, softened the blow, broke his arm.
Did he jump? Or
there's no answers.
Pushed?
There are no answers.
Yeah, was he pushed?
There are no answers.
He
left. He ran away before the cops came.
Or did he fall from heaven?
No, probably not. You don't break your arm if you're an angel.
Heaven is 9 stories up.
Wow.
That's deep, man. UK man wears fat suit, disguises himself as a black woman before carrying out acid attack on ex-girlfriend.
Wow.
Jeez.
Not only did he throw acid at his ex-girlfriend's face, but, and maybe more seriously, he did blackface. You can't do that in this day and age. He can never run for Congress now.
You think he did it intentionally, or is that just how they're writing it?
Wait, like, intended to dress as a black lady?
Right.
Probably.
And maybe he didn't do blackface. Maybe it was like a certain article of clothing that would be stereotyped with that.
I don't know that you make the hop, skip, and a jump if you're a reporter to say, oh, he's dressing up as a black lady if he's just wearing, you know, I guess spandex.
FUBU.
Oh, no.
It's saying a Madea Halloween costume.
Oh, wow. That's hilarious. Well, then you are dressing up as a black lady. You're dressing up as Madea.
Why didn't they just say Madea?
I don't think the UK is big on Madea.
I invented that news, by the way.
I know. The attack left the victim severely disfigured and partially blind in the right eye. What is it with acid attacks? Who gets who has acid?
There's some cultures that are about that kind of thing.
But do you know what I mean? Who has acid?
I think you can use bleach.
Who has access to acid?
I think you could just order that stuff on Amazon.
Bleach is a base.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cleaners that are just straight up acid.
No. They're all basic. No. Most cleaners are basic, right, Burrito?
Bleach?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a base, man.
Is it?
Yeah, it's got pH of like 2.
Are you guys scientists?
A little bit.
PhDs?
No, I guess it'd be a pH of like 13.
What's the chemical name of bleach? I think I know. I want to see if you guys know.
I know vinegar.
I thought you guys were scientists.
I know vinegar.
Isn't that sodium hypochlorite?
That does sound right.
I might just be making that up, but...
That might be OxyClean.
There you go.
What is this, amateur hour?
You know, Slam Citizens, the Burrito's always dreamed of being a Japanese cup noodle packaging designer. Despite not being Japanese and whose first idea is to make cups bigger so we can get more noodles. Pulling back the lid to reveal this week's dehydrated headlines, this is Burrito's Nippon News.
A segment within a segment within a segment within a segment within a segment.
More nudes, more nudes.
More nudes, send nudes, they say.
Yeah, just like these noodles. Cup Noodle now has cute cats and judgmental foxes waiting underneath its lids.
It's like, hey, why don't you eat a real meal, this fox says.
Is it just printed on that paper lid?
On the bottom.
It's very underwhelming, man.
It's underneath.
Well, yeah, but it's got a fox that's like judging you for being broke.
Yeah.
Aw.
Are you poor?
They changed the shape of their lids, and they've got like two little pull tabs.
Oh, so it looks
it looks like the little ears.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah, so when you pull it up, yeah, they're pretty cute, I have to admit.
Is the fox Whoever really saying like, that, why are you broke, bitch?
Yeah, he looks real.
He's
pissed. Is it all cup noodle or is it just limited edition?
Is this Nissin Pissin?
No, I think it's all cup noodle.
I don't think all cup noodles or just Nissin cup noodles.
The new printout of cup noodle. I think cup noodle is like a brand. Nissin, isn't
it? Cup it's noodle Nissin is cup Nissin noodle. Only.
Yeah.
Oh.
Gemini learned something somewhat new.
It makes sense.
Yeah, Cup Noodle is a total brand, but there's like Cupo Noodle, which I think is like a different brand.
That's Marjan.
Probably. And there's other like cup versions of things, and like major brands will make cup versions.
What do you guys think of all the styrofoam?
It's biodegradable, right?
Should they make aluminum cup noodles?
Nah, I don't. I mean,
can't.
They kind of do.
Canned noodles?
You can't put it in the microwave.
Well, like it's like canned soup. You would just have to warm it up in like a pot.
That
well, you
sucks.
Know, there's some of them that say you shouldn't put it in the microwave because of them CFCs.
There you go.
Yeah, but that's where the flavor comes from.
Microplastics.
You ever tell them that? You ever taste CFCs? Do the Pepsi challenge with the ramen. Do it with just boiled water and then do it with microwave water.
I use microwave water all the time.
No, but with the cup in it.
I mean, boiled water from my kettle.
You're missing out on the CFCs.
I know.
What is this, amateur?
Doesn't taste as good.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. What is going to be good, though? Honda releases official doggy wheel accessories and a Shiba Inu shift selector for your car.
What?
Yeah, so Honda is releasing some
rims?
Officially licensed little paw caps.
Oh.
Center caps and two different sizes. I believe they are...
Are they like the Bentley caps that always stay upright?
No, but that would be cool.
That would be cool.
You can get those for your Honda vehicles. And they're also coming out with a covering for your gear selector. Comes in three different colors. They got white, they got black, and then they've got the special edition Shiba, which is the white and kind of that tan color.
Yeah.
If this option was available for your vehicle, would you do it? Money's no
probably
object.
Not.
Money's no object.
Probably not, he says. He's not a dog guy.
But I'm all for, you know, like making
people
your car,
doing it.
Upgrading your car, make it personalizing it and stuff. It's cool. However, they are pricey.
How much, Burrito?
For a set of four center caps, you're going to shell out $70.
I thought you were going to hit me with something hard.
Yeah. I feel like it's not that expensive if it's well made and it's like Honda
I guess
brand.
So.
And it's Honda official.
Yeah, if it was official Honda.
That's true.
Kind of comes with the
75
territory.
Bucks feels about right.
Yeah. And it's for the life of the vehicle, right?
Oh, I don't know.
No, you're not renting them.
Yeah.
the selector knob is 1,100 yen. So.
11 bucks?
No.
Oh, 110.
Like, this is kind of ricer, to be honest.
Wait, you said 1,100.
Yeah. Sorry, 11,000.
There you go.
Is that still a term?
Yeah.
Is that still okay?
What, ricer?
Yeah.
I don't think you can say that.
Oh, sorry.
I think you can say that.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to. I was going to say 180 bucks to get your car Shiba'd out. Really doesn't seem like that much when you consider what other upgrade packages are. You know what I mean? Like, if you get that's the factory alloys, that's like 1,500 bucks, and you're like, dude, these are Honda rims. What the fuck are they $1,500 for?
They get the little Shiba, you know, pressed into it.
No, but that's just a center cap, you know, and 75 bucks.
Yeah, but if it was like rims.
Right.
We have pressed in there already. Well, would it be worth it?
No.
Never.
Never.
Also only available in Japan, so if you want some,
gotta import it.
You gotta track someone down, give you that JDM.
Wow.
JDM goodness.
What's his Onion address? Tore it up. Try to read that off. What?
Who's Onion address?
No onions.
In the comments.
No onions.
Food delivery services payment processing error allows some people to eat for free for 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Imagine that's getting awesome. That bill 3 years later, and you're like, what the fuck is this?
Tech companies don't even give a shit.
Are they just taking the hit, or like,
no,
are they getting
they
there, trying to get their money
people,
back? There you go.
Yeah, they're asking people for their money. And so now, like, this one person is being charged $547.
Bullshit. Look out, everybody!
But over the course of 3 years. Yeah, I know. You over here fucking trying to rock our boat, but $500 in delivery over 3 years?
News is about the millies, man. The
that
billies,
doesn't even
trillies.
Feel that bad, you know?
For one person, though, you know, I mean, just,
dude,
I feel,
if you have delivery once a month, that's $180.
3 years at $547, it's fair.
That's it's only $15 a month.
But how can you justify like a 3 year late bill? You know, I feel like there's like a statute of limitation.
There's got to be, but I don't know Japanese
law.
By
the way,
yeah, for sure.
You guys owe me some money.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, I'm sure there's some way he can wiggle out of it. But for 500 bucks, it may not even be worth it if he wants to continue using the service.
How about, do you think you're right?
There's a bunch of people, though.
I feel like Uber or one of those food delivery services would just eat the cost. Because I guess the app valuations are different, I guess, in Japanese. Because it's not based on revenue that Uber is worth billions and billions of dollars. Like, they probably lose money all the damn time. It's just because their valuation is just what people think they should be worth. You know? But I guess in Japan, maybe things are more grounded. So they got to ask for that money is what I was trying to say.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
They need it.
Speaking of needing it,
furious train otaku in Japan confront a foreign bicyclist after he gets in the way of their cameras. Did you guys watch this video?
Oh, these guys. You told us about these guys, the train spotters, right?
Yeah, they're train otaku, and they're just really into trains. Like, I mean, I like trains, but these guys are like really into them. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so they got wind that there was a new model being tested out in the middle of the night.
Uh-oh.
So they all went out with their cameras, and they're trying to get like a spy photo kind of of this train going by.
These fucking nerds, man. This is heavy nerd shit.
And as the train is going by in this one intersection where they can all get the picture, there's a cyclist that comes by right next to the train.
Wow.
And he's just like in the shot the whole time. He's got his hand up and he's just like, hey!
That's hilarious.
And they get pissed.
Oh, I'm sure. He probably did it on purpose. He knew too, and he just wanted to shit on their good time.
Or maybe he was paid to do it.
Oh.
They run up to him and they're like, hey, you need to pay us.
What? No, fuck you.
Like, they try to shake him down for like money, like compensation.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, they're Gomenasai money. You know what I mean?
Did you watch the video?
No.
Oh. Watch but the video.
Also,
is this like that
homeboy's
one video
on a bike? On YouTube. He can just bike away.
Is this like the video where they're doing demolition and like the bus parks right in front of the camera guy?
Yeah, you guys ever seen that? You can still see it. He's just kind of like, I guess he's just kind of ruining the picture a little bit. It's funny.
Do you see like his bulge or something?
Yeah, how is he ruining it? He's just in the way?
He's just
Nobody else in this whole group of train otakus took more than one picture, or what's going on?
Different angles?
different angles,
no, different bandages.
Some, it looks like some people got some pictures.
Oh,
but
so this is one dickhead who got his shot ruined.
You got a crybaby in your headline?
Try to shake down some guy just riding his bicycle home in the middle of the night.
This made the news?
Yeah. Yeah.
Slow news day.
Well.
That's what it's called.
You know. It made the burritos Nippon news.
It's true. It made the cut. Welcome to the front page, baby.
Speaking of people getting pissed off, Kadokawa president apologizes and takes pay cut for his comments about censoring manga.
Uh-oh.
They're going to pixelate that too?
You know who gets more upset than train otaku?
Yeah. Real ass otakus.
Dudes who need their fucking titties.
Yeah.
That's
what
who.
Did he say? He said you should censor titties?
He said that there was... He was talking about the prevalence of extreme sexual content in manga.
Right.
Bullshit.
And how he thought publishing standards needed to be reevaluated in this digital age.
I think if the manga comes plastic wrapped, I think that's fine.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about what's inside. If it's shrink wrapped, you got to really worry about it.
And that's how they skirt around it?
I feel like they do that with all adult content. They shrink wrap it all. Even here, man. The nudie mags at the... At the gas station, they're
they
all
still sell those?
Yeah, man. They still have truckers, okay?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. They're like in magazine bags.
Yeah.
So you have to
open buy them. You can't, yeah. No perusing. You know?
Yeah.
No casuals.
Hey, no perusing the popular science.
Yeah, hey, you're going to buy? This ain't no library.
The company, though, assured the public that there were no plans to censor any content and that
Damn
the president
straight.
Did not speak for the company.
And he took a pay cut. Isn't that insane?
20% pay cut for 3 months.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
That people would take this level of responsibility for things?
He must get paid really well.
No, I mean, if like this was an American CEO, he'd be asking for a raise.
Right.
Yeah. I just got you free advertising.
Exactly.
The apologetic Nippon.
And that was the Nippon News.
Shoppers are shocked after learning correct way to pronounce IKEA.
IKEA?
Nope.
Where's that?
The insight was shared on Twitter, informing users that the pronunciation IKEA, commonly used by Australians and Americans, is incorrect.
No, it's correct.
Huh.
I can guarantee you it's IKEA.
How can you guarantee us, Gemini Jackson?
Because if you went to anybody and said, hey, can you tell me where IKEA is? They would punch you in the fucking mouth.
In America.
America. But land of the IKEA.
If you went to the origin of this place,
Norway,
they would. I thought it was like Sweden, or
Scandinavia,
like that. Somewhere over there, right?
The Schweiz.
Yeah,
but then you would have to say everything like them,
right?
Yeah,
that's the thing is like people just pronounce it different,
right?
And is that correct because of the way you're pronouncing it, or
well, that's like the thing I
was an argument about Moog.
There is definitely an argument to be made on how things are pronounced by the general public is how it should be adopted, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because In different countries, when they're speaking English, they have their accent to it. And if you were to speak to them like we're speaking English,
right.
They wouldn't be able to understand that.
Yeah.
You know? You have to have the pronunciation of the land. It has to take precedence. It just has
McDonald's.
To. Can't just make everybody say IKEA, or whatever, when literally everybody says
they're
IKEA.
They're going to have like pronunciation guides for all of their products.
Yeah,
as well.
No shit.
Aren't they all in?
The straw, but it has an O, like the O's got
so
a circle on top.
A lot of
get
umlauts.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. I don't know. Does IKEA have a circle on the A? I don't know.
Can we get a discount if we buy it without the umlauts?
Yeah. Is that what's making this mildly more expensive? This panel furniture that's 30% wood. The rest is air.
Do you have any umlaut-free cabinets?
Not at IKEA, we do not.
Americans also mispronounce Target.
Yeah, it's Target. Did you know that?
Oh,
did you know it's Target? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Isn't that crazy?
And it's actually Wally World, not Walmart.
Bullshit!
Banksy artwork that was shredded after auction sells for 20 times its pre-shredded price. So first time around, it went for like £1 million, which is huge, right?
Milli.
I mean, this is auction though.
Yeah.
And then there was like a shredder rigged inside the painting that
as soon as it sold,
it went like halfway through the shredder, but it was just like maintained like that. And then the collector sold it again, and it went for even more.
Right. Because it's all fake money.
Yeah, it also has historical significance.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. I mean, it was really cool.
This crazy amount of money.
You're paying for the previous performance.
True. Right?
Of Shred.
How much do you think a West Burrito cum rag would go for?
I think he has to pay to get rid of them.
Oh, man.
It's no zero days, and I'm telling you that.
They could still sell somehow.
You got to pay with
I'm sure
owe.
Someone buys cum rags,
and
but
the
man.
The underbelly of OnlyFans.
I just feel like that guy who's buying all the cum rags, he's got a glut of, you know, there's competition in the cum rag market. There's definitely plenty. More supply than there is demand.
Yeah.
For sure. So this guy's got the pick of the litter cum rags. You know, he's got George Clooney.
Yeah. What you're selling is the genetic material to make clones.
Right. Of these sickos who are willing to sell you cum rags.
Like, God,
I don't think I'd be comfortable selling somebody my cum rag.
So when you hear the name Banksy, which piece of artwork goes into your head first?
The flowers?
Yeah, that's the throwing.
Molotov?
A Molotov, but it's yeah. like
Molotov,
okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The balloon?
Balloon girl?
Balloon girl?
Yeah.
Mostly stencil stuff is what I think about.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the concepts are like a big thing with his work.
Yeah. That was the news.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Bubba Runner Bubba Gap serves you
everything!
Then the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not so infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite because the crazy one has
everything!
No substitutions.
No!
Don't give up your much-earned cred by asking for no pickles and no onions. Bubba won't hold the mayo because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have
everything!
From next time you've got a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Bubba Gets.
I'm Bubba Gets, and I gets it, so get it.
What after lunch?
Burrito, can you start us off so that I can think about
what I have for lunch?
Yeah, I actually was at home today for lunch.
Wow.
So, Boomchi, I made it at home.
Okay. Is that something you make
Boomchi, it's
often?
Stir fry.
No.
It was a tuna sandwich.
Boomchi was instant.
Instant ramen, you say?
It was.
You're all about instant ramen. Yo, maybe that's why
cup
you're...
noodle?
Yeah. Is it seafood?
It wasn't.
Was it the original?
I tried something new.
Tilalapeno?
So it wasn't curry.
No,
seafood.
I tried something new. It was the...
smoky chicken?
Cheesy?
The miso.
Oh.
Flavor.
That sounds interesting.
The miso honey.
Sapporo Ichiban.
Miso honey. Ichiban How about that?
I mean,
miso brand. Honey. Come on. Miso
honey?
Yeah. Oh, miso honey. Miso honey. Come on. Me love you long time.
Last time I went into the Japanese grocery store, I wanted something new. And
new and exciting, and you got it. How was it? Give us the run back.
It was good. I only put half the spice pack because I'm a baby.
Jesus.
A baby?
You need we need Burrito's ramen blog.
There you go.
Where you have just your ramen rankings.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the 5-star scale. Like, what would you use to represent ramen? Like the length of a noodle.
How many chopsticks is it?
Yeah.
Or you can use like the...
How many tamagos?
The Naruto.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah.
What's a Naruto?
The little pink
fish thing. Cakes?
Yeah, fish cake.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Or mushrooms.
So how many Naruto on like a 5 scale did the miso honey cup noodle earn? Do you want different scales? Like, or do we want to just have one overall?
Is this the scale for only instant ramens, or does it include ramen that's made fresh?
Tip to taint.
I think if we're doing an entire ramen benchmark, you got to put real-ass ramen in there.
No, it's all ramen.
We're going instant cup.
Only instant cup.
It could be
only
cup noodle instance. Or different brands.
Oh, it's
brands,
a sliding scale. So
no,
pretty
it's like article.
No, but
article
you can have...
It has its own little...
Well, this wasn't a cup, so...
What?
It was...
You leveled up? You know,
it was a package?
Well, because I was at home, so yeah, it was one of the square packages.
Oh.
Okay.
I only ever
That's even
buy
worse.
The cups when I'm going to eat it at
You
work.
Don't get any CFCs.
Yeah, where are all the CFCs?
I know.
Where are all the cowboys gone?
That's where all the umami is.
The umami's locked in the CFCs.
So you got 5 fish cakes. How many
fish cakes?
Fish cakes?
of instant ramen?
Yeah, on the instant ramen scale in a package. We're classifying them.
Yeah, not styrofoam. Because sometimes they got extra shit.
With
like
half
oils.
A packet. Because he's a baby.
Baby packet. And it's miso. What the fuck are you babying about? Is it too strong of a flavor for you?
No, no. I put all the whole sodium, miso man. Pack in there. There was a spice pack that had like...
Oh, I see.
Spicy stuff. It was real
cool. Furikake?
But it was kind of... No,
you
it
just
was
put
like,
half in the
like
soup
chili
and snorted
powder.
The rest.
Oh, railed
I put
it.
A little bit in.
Mm-hmm. In your butt? Does it get spicy later?
It was a little spicy and on like...
On the outro?
It was enough.
Maybe that's why you're constipated.
That was pretty good. That's what I'm saying. I think maybe I fucked up.
I think you're constipated because all you eat is instant ramen.
I haven't been eating just instant ramen.
I think you're constipated because you haven't taken out the butt plug. That's all you need to do, man.
Yeah, you didn't mention that part.
But I forgot.
Oh, he's just sitting there on 30 minutes on the toilet like, dang, what the fuck's going on? Oh.
Just pull the string.
The jewel.
Release the bung.
The jewel is stuck up in there.
Yeah, the tail.
Yeah. You forgot to take the bunny tail.
I got my fox tail.
Oh, my God.
No,
man, it's just in the water.
It's called brony butt plug.
Your rainbow horse tail?
Yeah. It's highlights, but just like
for kids.
Rainbow colors.
Oh, I see. It's got ombre.
It looks like 6ix9ine's hair when he was like rainbow haired.
Oh, yeah.
What's a tail?
Well, bullshit. That's what Burrito had for lunch. Art, what did you have for lunch?
Boom cheese. Should I just say like my weird ass lunch? Because I don't even think I went out to eat at all this week. It's just been like random shit.
Uh huh.
Like this today, I just like snacked on shit. I was just laying around.
You
right?
had the peanut butter crackers.
That's like close. Those. Why? Does my breath stink or something?
No, I'm just assuming this
peanut
is what you have in your
crackers.
Like those Austin's.
No,
the green crackers.
Didn't have any of that.
Green,
but it had something that had peanut butter in it. Can you guess that?
Ritz?
No, I'll give you a hint. It's like a lot of sugar, chocolate coated.
Reese's.
That's a good guess, but it's not like that kind of candy. It's more of like a snack, like a sugary snack.
With peanut butter?
Yeah.
Brittle?
It's not brittle.
Like a Nutter Butter bar?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. It was
wow.
a Nutty Buddy.
You had nutty a buddy. Nutty Buddy for lunch?
It was like where it's like wafers with like peanut butter in between the wafers and the chocolate
I love
coated.
Those.
Oh, yeah.
Those are evil, man. It's like a poor man's Butterfinger.
Mixed with a Kit Kat.
Yeah.
Like if Kit Kat and Butterfinger fucked and had a...
Right. Well, it's like what you would consider like a manufactured wafer, like those standards, you know?
Yeah.
But it was like, I want to say it was like Little Debbie or something like that.
Sure.
You guys ever heard of that?
Little Debbie, I've heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you picked one thing off the Little Debbie section, like which one is like your go-to?
I try not to eat any of that shit.
But when you did...
I don't feel like I got a lot of Little Debbie. Like, you know, I was already burnt out on Twinkies by
the space brownies?
Yeah, those are okay. I'm thinking maybe like the Swiss cake rolls or...
Yeah, those are pretty standard.
The thing with the swirl on top. It's like a cupcake.
Yeah.
That's Hostess, isn't it?
These are all Hostess, I think.
Oh.
I don't think I get any Little Debbie
counts,
shit.
Though. Like, what do you call those? Like, unhealthy snacks?
Bullshit.
Trans fat?
When I actually would stop at gas stations on the way down to, you know...
You're all about those snowballs, huh?
No, I don't like coconut.
Not those snowballs.
Yeah.
No.
Like real nut.
I like zingers.
Oh.
Bunk, bitch.
Those are good.
Are they like lemon on top?
They're like a poor man's Twinkie.
Yeah.
Even though like
no,
a
they
Twinkie
got lemon
like,
on top.
They got a little
strip of lemon
of,
icing.
Yeah, but they're like the shape of, right?
Yeah, they're shape of Twinkies, but they got like
they don't have
on
anything
top.
Inside, right?
They do. They have
so it's
have
Twinkie
cream
with green with lemon icing.
Yeah.
Okay. Zing. That's where the zing comes from.
That is the zing.
Yeah, exactly.
The lemon coating.
Or the
lemon
apple
coke
pies.
Zing.
Or the cherry well, pies.
Those are like garbage food, man.
Are you talking about the dollar pies? Like
yeah,
single
and like
serve?
The wax wrapper.
Yeah, it's like a wax wrapper. Those
and
are
it's
dope,
all
man.
Just shortening.
That's what Bobby Hill eats all the time,
it's
right?
It's shortening plus a little bit of flour.
Yeah.
And then all high fructose corn syrup. Seal it all together.
Still tastes good, though.
Oh, yeah.
Cheap.
You know what I've been eating at Miss Lumpia's house?
Three Musketeers?
For the kid?
Pussy.
No.
Oh,
she
no.
gets
no.
the oatmeal.
Oh, the cookies?
Oatmeal cream
pies? The oatmeal
man,
cream
you
pies?
You making oatmeal cream pies?
You making oatmeal cream pies? You busting oatmeal cream pies up
I
in there?
I love it.
Wow.
So good.
You thoating down some cream pies?
Those aren't bad, actually.
Yeah.
You know, they have another one that's like peanut butter cream pie.
Dang, dude. You need to clean your smeg.
Yeah, that girl needs to, like, shit a couple times before we try this again.
Damn! Dookie going up in there? Nasty.
Yeah. I like it.
Wow.
She's making peanut butter that way? Damn, dude.
Peanut butter.
She needs to wipe better. She needs to spend those 15, 20 minutes not just looking at her phone.
Well, I mean, if you're anticipating anal, at least, like, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Throw an enema in there.
Get the
flush
proper
it out.
Tools to keep it spotless.
Bleach that asshole.
Dingleberry free.
DB free zone.
Did you guys ever eat those cinnamon roll ones? That
all
you
of them, man.
Like,
oh yeah.
Challenge
like
me.
Unroll.
I'm never gonna be like I haven't had that.
He's never not gonna be like I never had that, little Debbie. I understand her whole catalog.
Honestly, though, there's probably a lot I haven't had.
I like the ones that are kind of like half circles. They're like apple turnover kind.
Yeah,
it always had a little window.
Oh yeah.
Where you could see the apple pieces inside.
Yeah.
They weren't just like sliced in a few places like a regular pie.
I got a window.
Nah.
That's how you get the heat out. Oh, you mean the wrapper had it?
No. The actual cookie had it.
It's called a glory hole.
Right.
No.
No.
Man, they were so good.
Are you talking about cookies
now?
Is this a cookie?
I thought it was a pie.
I think it was a cookie.
We ain't talking about
it. It was like a half moon cookie?
Yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about, but...
You haven't had them?
I feel like those were too rich for me.
No, he was like, yo, this got apple in it. No, thank you.
My grandma used to get them for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What other snacks? They had their version of Rice Krispie Treats. But I guess you've had Rice Krispie Treats, so you don't...
No, I didn't have any today. I'm actually
you've had.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah. What else did you eat?
So I came up with like a name for it. I was like, I'm going to get drop this as a clue and see if they could get it with this one clue. Long pig swine version outer shell.
Chicharron?
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice, that's a good description though, right?
Long pig
swine version
outer shell.
Yeah,
that's a roundabout way of saying it.
The swine variant.
Yeah, long pig swine version. Yeah, swine variant. So when are we gonna get swine flu mixed with COVID? Is that next?
Maybe. Who knows? Science.
She blinded me.
I'm trying to think what other weird thing I had.
Cheetos?
No, there weren't any
You're
Cheetos.
You're not like a chip guy.
I have Cheetos, but I had those like paws, like probably pretty stale now.
Yeah.
But there was a little bit of ice cream involved.
Jesus.
Yeah, just a few bites, you know.
Yeah, like a bullshit lunch.
Heck yeah, I did.
Wow.
Yeah, tied it together with that like wafer thing. I mean, when you're getting like a deluxe scoops of ice cream with the wafer stuck in there and paying extra, it's the same thing.
You're not paying extra.
I'm not paying extra, but if you're like going to like a place
like
Andy's or
Culver's
something,
or Andy's,
they're putting wafers in there for extra.
Of course.
It's like
but
the
you're
same
not,
thing.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't have to do it at home.
But I did.
But you did, and that was what you had for lunch.
Yep.
Let's see, what did I have for lunch? Oh, boom-chi breakfast.
Bacon and eggs?
No bacon.
Just the eggs, scrambled?
They were scrambled, boom-chi.
Did you make breakfast tacos?
I didn't make them. I ate them.
Oh, so you got breakfast tacos from somewhere.
Yeah, from the office.
But the office got them from somewhere.
Right. I don't know where. I think it was just a grocery store. But
It wasn't Hole in the Wall?
No. Not like the Michoacana. You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it had eggs. What else did it have in it?
Boom-chi. Chorizo.
No chorizo. A different kind of chorizo.
Breakfast sausage?
Just sausage. Not breakfast sausage, just sausage. And what else?
What's the difference to you?
Beans?
No beans. Like the breakfast sausage has spice to it.
Like Jimmy Dean?
Yeah, that's the breakfast sausage.
Yeah.
No.
It was just generic cheese? Food service sausage.
Yes, cheese. But it was like mozzarella cheese. Isn't that crazy?
Mozzarella?
I know.
Mozzarella?
Who knew? Or maybe it was just white cheddar.
Maybe it was just like Oaxaca.
Maybe it was just queso.
It wasn't queso.
Or just queso.
I mean, it
shredded
was queso.
Yeah.
But not...
That's what it says on the package.
Queso.
Right.
Right.
Monterey Jack.
Maybe Monterey Jack. You know, it was a white cheese. It could have been anything. I don't think it was cheddar.
Queso Blanco.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was good. It had the tortilla with like the burn holes in it. You know what I mean?
Like it was made there?
Yeah.
Nice. Were they a good size? Like you just needed a couple?
Yeah, I only needed
maybe
two.
Maybe three or four?
Jeez. You mean like... So you only needed to eat like eight of them or what?
Yeah.
They were big then, huh?
You ordered 100.
Yeah, I ordered 100.
And then made work pay for them.
Right. Oh, I forgot my wallet.
What is this, amateur?
Can you drive me to the Michoacana first? Let me order 100 tacos. And then you continue to take me home. Yeah, that's what we have for lunch.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidden desires? Then I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm-raise our triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest, all greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get the arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Thickum. Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
That backing track's fire. I love that little guitar.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker and then ask you to stick it. Subscribe to Spotify, iTunes, Google Play.
All day, every day!
This ends now!
Oh, shit.
Was that too much?
Hit him up!
Nice job, guys. We still ran long.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, we started in
late. I feel like it was like a slow pace.
You're late.
Yeah, we were going a little bit slow today, but that's okay. We was just jamming.